Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is Metroscope, an Entercom Radio Portland public affairs program. I am your host, Preston Highfield. Joining me on Metroscope this episode are three members of the Kelso High School Theater Group. Anna Polensky is a senior and the current president for the Kelso High Theater Department. She's been in a total of 12 productions at Kelso. After high school, she plans to continue with technical theater and earn a master's degree. Welcome, Hannah.
Hello.
Hey, good to have you. McKaylee Russell also joins the program. She's a senior and the current treasurer and secretary for the Kelso High Theater Department. She's also been in a total of 12 productions at Kelso and plans to go to college and earn a degree in social work or journalism. Welcome.
Hello.
Good to have you. And finally, Levi Redmill is a senior and one of the current public relations officers at the Kelso High Theater Department. He's been in a total of 13 productions at Kelso. He plans to go to college and earn a degree in musical theater. Levi, welcome.
Glad to be here.
All right, good to have you. So this is a community program here at Entercom. And Levi, let's start with you. What does your department do in the community?
Our department does a lot for the community. Some of our main contributions are, of course, our shows and our fundraisers. Our fundraisers consist of car washes, garage sales, Halloween fundraisers. And some of our shows we have sometimes on the docket planned at the beginning of the year. Sometimes it just happens to be decided a few weeks before a show. We also do a lot of things for our community as well, like K-8 workshops for HICAP students, parades, just a plethora of things to really just bring together diverse backgrounds and really just bring together our community as a whole. This doesn't even touch what we do throughout the whole entire year.
I think a lot of people who are listening to this program would enjoy seeing one of your shows. What shows do you guys have scheduled for this upcoming year?
The four major shows we are doing this year are Almost May and The Crucible, and then we have our spring musical, which is to be determined at this point in time. And then our upcoming show is Arsenic and Old Lace. It's November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 8th, 9th, and 10th at 7 p.m., and the 4th and 10th at 2 p.m. for matinees.
Okay, and what is that show, Arsenic and Old Lace, all about?
Arsenic and Old Lace is just an all-around ridiculously funny comedy. It takes a look into the lives of these two sweet old ladies who, right off the bat, you just adore. However, they also happen to be serial killers, so that kind of puts a damper on their relationship. What they do is they find these lonely old men because they run a bed and breakfast, and they just feel so bad for these men that they put them out of their misery by putting arsenic in their wine. After they kill them, they have their nephew who lives with them, Teddy, bring them down to the cellar and quote-unquote dig the Panama Canal and bury the quote-unquote yellow fever victim. And the show starts pretty much with Mortimer, who is Teddy's brother, finding one of these dead bodies hidden in the window seat. He confronts the ants about this, of course, finds out that they have been killing people for years, and now has to figure out a way to cover up this murder. Throughout the show, Mortimer's other sibling comes home, who also happens to be a serial killer. And
this is pretty high level stuff for high school as far as involving serial killers.
Yeah. This show, it takes place just in the span of one night of just three acts of just ridiculous situational comedy. And it's just all around a fun show. Uh-huh. All around.
So, anyway, are you guys, this is going to go off the beaten path a little bit, but what are your guys' roles in the show? Or do you have those roles yet? I mean, I imagine you do.
I play Teddy.
Okay.
The guy who buries all the bodies.
And I play Jennifer Brewster, which is a character that is originally played by a man. And originally the name for this character is Jonathan Brewster, but we decided to take a more feminine turn with this character. So It's quite interesting.
Okay. Hannah?
I'm the tech and stage manager and also the light designer for the show.
Okay. Very cool. We got the whole crew in here pretty much behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. All right. Well, what's the process been like? And then is there anything about the process that's different than others?
Well, usually I would say that it's the same process because usually we go through the same motions. However, last year, halfway through the year, our director left, so we got a new one, a Miss Sharia Lavelle. And we did our spring show with her, Frankenstein, which came out fantastic. But this is the first year that we actually get to begin the year with her. And she is overall just an amazing person. The way she directs and interacts with the students has been phenomenal, and she always makes the process as smooth sailing as she possibly can, and she will give you the tools to succeed, so you will never be drowning.
Mm-hmm. And where should people go if they want more information on that show or the upcoming events for your guys' shows?
If anyone grows interested in our department or simply wishes to learn more about who we are, we have many social media platforms, such as our Facebook and Instagram under the name Keeping Up With The Kelso Thespians, our Snapchat, KHS Theater, our Twitter, KHS Thespians, and lastly, our official website, khstheater.wixsite.com. All of these social medias offer information about our upcoming shows, when we rehearse, our fundraisers, and any other events that the community might be interested in.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I've been to your guys' website. It's very well laid out. I've not been to the social media pages, though, so that's good that you guys are kind of getting on there. I think a lot of people would enjoy checking things out there. Mm-hmm. All right, so as far as the community kind of side of this, just getting back to that a little bit, what are some of the other things that you do for the community, whether, you know, outside of the stage, whether that's volunteering or other aspects?
Well, like I said before, we do a lot of things trying to revolve around getting people more interested in the art form of theater. So, for example, we did not have the chance to do it last year, but 2 years ago and previously before then, we taught HICAP students just a few quippy theater workshops just to get them interested to continue this on to the middle school and high school level. We also are inviting the middle school that is just right across the street from Kelso High School, Cowieman Middle School, to come to our teasers, which are just some little advertisements that we do during the day right before school to just get people excited for the next upcoming show. We also do work with local costumers. We are trying to get more in touch with other community theaters and other high school theaters, sending other high schools our posters and just trying to get other people more community-based for this fantastic art form.
Mm-hmm. And why do you guys think that's important to kind of reach out into the community? And what are your goals when you do reach out into the community with these various volunteer events that you guys do?
Well, I would have to say it's important to get out to the community because if you don't have community support, then you don't really have any support. And so by reaching out to our community, like local businesses that just need that little extra push of getting out there, we kind of have a balancing act of each other, supporting each other, and really striving for the same thing, which is
just basic success in each other.
Mm-hmm. And how does your theater aim to evolve in the years to come?
So we are a department that is always striving for greatness and improvement. However, as current seniors, we wish to watch our department become a little bit more diverse and much more invested within our community and really influencing people that theater can be fun. And yes, it is professional, but it's also a great art form to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. And Hannah and Levi, maybe if you guys could elaborate on that a little bit, just, we got plenty of time here as far as kind of how you think this will evolve as you guys are all seniors and you guys have been a part of the program for a while. And I'm sure you, like anyone who wants to leave their stamp on something, you want to see it succeed in the future as well.
Personally, my goal for this year as a new PR, I was just given the position around 2 or 3 months ago. All of the offices have agreed that we really want to amp up our PR and amp up our community support and also the support that we give back to the community. So some of the ways that we've been trying to expand this is updating our website regularly, getting more involved with the other performing arts. Our other performing arts have slowly but surely been melding together to form one great performing arts department. We have also been trying to up our community support just by posting signs with other further businesses. We have been in talks of trying to get community programs like the Elks or mm-hmm. the Lions to have support between us two as well. Just various things like that to really gel theater and the other community events to our advantage.
Mm-hmm. Hannah, do you have any thoughts on kind of where you want to leave this place and where you want to see it grow in the future?
Well, as much as we've already talked about outreaching to the community, my biggest thing that I want to leave with the theater department at Kelso High School is I want to be able to leave it to be a place that people can come. Mm-hmm. I ended up moving halfway across the country my freshman year, so I got a very rough start with high school, but slowly I got into the arts programs and definitely theaters where I found my place.
Uh-huh.
So I want it to be something that people and just students in general who are just looking for something to really connect with school, I want theater to be that place for them. And I also want to build our technical department, because in previous shows in the past, before our new director, tech wasn't very heavy. So now with our new director really taking into effect that people want to do tech, I think we'll have a great department where people can explore more than just acting in theater. Because if you think about theater, it's the stereotypical, well, they're just acting Shakespeare on a stage. But there's a lot of hands-on, behind-the-scenes, and technical work that's just as important and creative as acting can be.
Yeah, I think those are all really good points, and I kind of want to go there next, and we can just go from Levi on over. Just what kind of inspired you guys to start in theater, and what benefits have you felt from that, whether that's something you can apply to your life or whether it's just fun or you're building something with a team? So yeah, again, what kind of motivated you to get into theater in the first place, and what have you enjoyed about it?
That's a lot.
This is a weighted question. The first time I went to go see a Kelso High School play was actually not a full-length play. It was when I was in middle school, when the Kelso High School Theater Department at the time invited Cal Weeman to come over and watch those teasers like I was talking about. It was during their production of Pride and Prejudice. I watched these teasers, and the one actor that caught my eye was an actor that had no lines. He was a piano player for the dance scene during this production, and the way he portrayed this character and the way that he was interesting without any words, without any sounds, without even really looking and at anyone's direction, looking into the audience at all, just the subtlety, but the coordinated movements mm-hmm. that this actor had, it just inspired me. to be, yes, that is what I want to do. I want to have that type of skill to be able to catch people's eye without even looking in their general direction on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that motivates me currently and has for many, many years is just seeing the development of younger actors and just the department as a whole. Previously, in my freshman year, we had no website. Social media accounts were almost none.
Mm-hmm.
We had a little bit of community outreach. We had those high cap fundraisers. We had a few fundraisers here and there, and of course our shows, but not nearly as much as we have been developing in these past 3 to 4 years. And it really just motivates me to see, okay, what is next? How can we improve on this? How can we really, really become a castle on the hill to our community?
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Are you familiar with Charlie Chaplin?
Of course.
is that guy's got to be one of your idols then too, right?
Oh yes. He's fantastic.
Yeah.
All around.
We actually have a poster of him in our classroom.
Oh, cool. Yeah, he's funny, man. That guy's an all-timer. All right, Michaeli, how about you? What was kind of your inspiration to getting into theater, and what have you enjoyed about it, and what have you learned about yourself from it?
Well, growing up, I've always been interested in the fine arts. I've always loved the creative side of seeing all the actors and costumes and just being able to really be someone else and not having any backlash from it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got into high school, at first I started out just a regular kid in pep club, but then our director at the time was having a haunted house, and I came into the department as a volunteer in this haunted house to just kind of, you know, like dip my toe into the theater pond and see what's going on there. And with doing this, I met so many people who were so positive and so welcoming. And since then, I guess I really found the people who I really enjoy calling my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And what motivates me to stay in this department is the fact that you go through so many emotions with being in a show. You start out with the excitement of auditioning and wondering what part you're going to get and just wondering what your role is going to be. And then you get in there, and then the process can go one of two ways. It can go either very stressful or it can be very, very smoothly. And I guess it's just all the emotions that you rake up in the process, and then that relief you feel like after closing night and that curtain shuts and you hear the applause, is just sitting back and saying, I did this with mm-hmm. this amazing group of people. And that's really rewarding to me personally. And that's kind of what I've learned from it. I've learned to work hard and really stay professional, but also have a family and enjoy it, and mm-hmm. not to worry about being perfect, because theater is not perfect.
Yeah.
But you learn to overcome that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's really well said. I think that's something that the entire community can respect as well. Hannah, what about you?
I actually am the newest person into our department out of these three seniors. And I have to say, the person who intrigued me to join the theater department was actually Levi. When I started out as a freshman and a sophomore, I'm a very strong music student. So I was in choir and band, and I was competing in all those things. And I wanted to try theater my freshman year. However, I did not think that I was good enough at all. So sophomore year came around, Levi was talking about his shows that he's been doing and how exciting it's going to be. And I'm just like, okay, well, maybe I want to try tech. Like, just get in there and try something. And he told me to come in with him to rehearsal one day. And I walked into the classroom and I'm just like, hello, I am Hannah. I want to do tech. Please don't turn me away. And then I got sent to our then current stage manager, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I've just been doing tech. And I can definitely say it's my little comfy space. Like, I know what I'm doing, and I like to think that I'm good at what I'm doing. But I can definitely say the most rewarding part about being a tech is the creativity behind it. Like, we have an upcoming show, Almost Maine, and it's a very tech-heavy show. And my entire, like, idea and process behind it is you see things on the stage, but the audience, you don't really feel part of it. You just feel like you're watching something, and then you get into it with the emotions. But on the tech side of things, I want you to be, like, in it and a part of it. So I have a light design that has the galaxy above you, and you really get the atmosphere that you're in it. And I have to say that creativity and just the fact that I can do that and have the ability to put those things together, that's really awarding for me.
Yeah, you're a leader of people at a young age, and you're developing that skill. I think that's awesome. All right, back to the community. So when people come out, whether that's people in the Kelso community or really anyone who wants to see you guys perform, what should they expect when they come to a Kelso High show?
Well, as Hannah stated, kind of touched on earlier, the known stereotype for high school theater is that it's okay or it's mediocre. It's just kids up there saying lines and not really diving deep into the art itself. However, our department, at least I think, exceeds that stereotype. As Hannah also stated earlier, Miss Lavelle, or Sharia Lavelle, our new director, contributes towards our success. Within the time of her being with us, our department has expanded not only in size, but also in morals, I would say.
Definitely.
And she has taught us that theater is an art form that must be taken professionally and patiently over all things. Therefore, when people come and watch our shows, they should expect to walk away feeling delighted and proud to have a department as skilled as ours in the community.
That's well said, Hannah.
She's definitely also built it to where it's something more than something your parents go to because they're obligated since you're spending all of your time there. Like, I would definitely invite someone out of town to see this, not just because my friends are in it, but it's because I'm proud that we did this production together. It's very well thought out, and everyone works really hard, but Sharia Lavelle has also brought in a level of just creativity and fun to it, because at first it was drill sergeant, this is how it needs to be, this is perfect, and if it's not perfect, then you're in trouble. But she really drives home the fact, like, you're not going to be perfect. There's no one in this world who is perfect. So just try your best. And plus, perfection is boring. It's when you have the silly mess-ups and mistakes that really drives home the emotion that you're trying to get across.
Mm-hmm. Perfection is boring. That's a great quote. I really like that quote. All right, we got about a minute left here. Just quickly, maybe from left to right, starting over there with Levi. Why do you think it's important for the community to engage in the arts and come see a show like your guys' show or any show out there?
The arts are really the voice, I think, for humanity. If you don't have the arts, if you don't have that passion for something on the stage, humans and just people in general just have a little harder time to articulate what exactly is going on, just not in their lives, but also just really what's going on to each person individually. Mm-hmm. Especially when you go see a show and you're having a really hard day, you're having a really hard time, and it's never going to be easy. Mm-hmm. But when you go watch that show, it's a time for you just to sit back and forget about those things, leaving it at the door just innately and watching something that you can relate to even though you've never been in that specific situation.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Michaela?
Kind of piggybacking off of what Levi was saying, theater is really a chance for people to escape the stressful challenges that people face in day-to-day lives. I know that if people are facing, you know, trouble at work or they are having a lot of problems at school, whenever they would come to see a show, that's all left at the door. it's not coming in with you. Our jobs as actors and techs is to allow you to be by yourself and live in the moment and just watch something creative inspire you to be happier and just enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Hannah?
I would probably have to say this by posing another question. What do sports do for the community? Everyone supports sports and goes with it the same enthusiasm as anything else, really. Sports tie the community together, allow people to get excited about something, and theater does the exact same thing. They do it in different ways. Theater is definitely something that says the hard things.
Mm-hmm.
And like whether it's satirical political pieces or emotional pieces or just silly stereotypes and caricatures, it's something that portrays a message that you don't always get in everyday life. But it ties everyone together just like sports do.
All right, we're excited, and thank you guys for joining us. Fantastic job, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
We were talking today with Levi, McKaylee, and Hannah from the Kelso High School Theater Group. Metroscope is an Entercom Radio Portland Public Affairs program. I'm Preston Highfield. If you're involved with a nonprofit or public affairs organization, or if you have an idea for an upcoming show, I'd like to hear from you. Visit metroscopepdx.com and submit your ideas. You can also go to this station's website and submit your information there. Thanks for listening to Metroscope, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.